Welcome back to another week's edition of Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. I'm Cleve Gaddis, and I appreciate you joining us for another weekend edition. In this first segment of the show, we'll have the Metro Atlanta residential real estate update for the last 7 days and our Something You Should Know About Georgia segment. The University of Georgia has officially announced a medical school, and there are some very important reasons why the University of Georgia is doing that. And what are closing costs? Why do you have to pay them? And is it something that you can get the seller, if you're a buyer, to help you with? My name is Cleve Gaddis. Cleve is short for Cleveland. I was born in Metro Atlanta in 1968. My family's been in real estate since 1987 here in Metro Atlanta. I am business partners with a lady named Christy Valley, and she and I run Modern Traditions Realty Group, and we help people buy, sell, invest in homes all throughout Metro Atlanta, north, south, east, and west. And the goal of this show is very simple. While we know we cannot fully educate everybody who listens to the show because we don't understand what everybody's needs are, our goal is to help everybody who listens to go from a real estate novice to an expert so home selling and buying can be done with total confidence and without all the worry that is so typical with life's biggest investments. And we want to connect with you, and we make it easy. Go to gogaddisradio.com, GoGaddisRadio.com. You can ask questions that we answer on air or off air if you prefer. You can make comments on things that we've said. You can push back or challenge anything that we've mentioned on the show. That's some of my favorite communication I get from listeners, is when they're challenging something that we've covered or said on the show. You can share ideas with us. You can request that we do some additional research on your neighborhood and feature your neighborhood. And whether or not you as a homeowner in your neighborhood have a unique advantage, and we can feature your neighborhood in our neighborhood spotlight. And you can also subscribe to our podcast. Without further ado, let's jump into our Metro Atlanta real estate update for the last 7 days. You're probably wondering, why on earth does Cleve talk about the real estate market in Metro Atlanta every 7 days? It seems like too small of a window to give us any useful information. And I understand that. But the reality is that when we start to see what's happening in the market every single week, we start to see significant changes in the market after 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks. And it helps us understand what we need to be prepared for as home sellers and home buyers in Metro Atlanta. In the last 7 days, there were 1,946 new listings entered into the first multiple listing service. 1,946. During that same 7 day period, 1,284. So approximately 700 less homes went under contract for the week than were listed. We had 1,542 closings for the week. That number is continuing to inch up and up, and my guess is pretty soon it'll be around the 2,000 per week. And we had 1,459 homes who had a price decrease for the week. 1 week alone, 1,459. So let's just say that we had a total of 700 more listings that came on the market than went under contract, because that's about right. And let's say we had that 1,459, then I think you probably have somewhere around 21 or 2,200 additional listings to consider as a home buyer in Metro Atlanta, meaning 1,549 where the seller said, hey, I might be willing to reduce my price in order to get you to buy my home. And there's almost 700 or a little more than 700 more listings on the market at the end of the week than at the beginning of the week. So I think it's great opportunities for home buyers as inventory starts to grow. Are prices going down because inventory is growing? No. Prices are continuing to accelerate, I would say, over the first couple of months of the year, probably through 3 months. Prices are going to be up 8%, I would guess, in single-family detached homes, and maybe up somewhere in the 5 or 6% in the condos and the townhomes. Lots of opportunities for sellers. You can certainly get your home sold. And there's so many sellers out there who have been frustrated and feel stuck in their home for the last few years because they didn't feel like they could sell their home and buy another one. They didn't know if they could find another one. They didn't know if they could afford the interest rates. The reality is there's so many people who are saying, look, I can't wait forever. I need to move on. And if you decide that that's something that you want to do and you have questions, lots and lots and lots of questions, or maybe just a few questions, reach out to us. The number is 770-497-0000. In our Here's Something You Should Know About Georgia segment, it's normally Here's Something You Should Know About Atlanta, the University of Georgia has officially announced its medical school. The University of Georgia officially announced the coming establishment of UGA Medical School. The announcement came after the University System of Georgia Board of Regents approved the school. The medical school, which will be funded as part of a $2 billion plan by Governor Brian Kemp. It's hoped to address the physician shortage in the state. Surging population growth in Georgia combined with one-third of the Georgia physicians being near retirement age has created a strain on healthcare infrastructure in the state, which is exacerbated in rural areas, as I'm sure you can imagine. Georgia currently ranks 40th among U.S. states for the number of active patient care physicians per capita, number 41 for the primary care physicians, and 44 for the number of general surgeons. However, UGA is the number 9 producer of medical school applicants in the country. So we're number 9 in terms of people graduating from UGA applying to medical school, and number 40 and 41 in active patient care physicians and primary physicians and general surgeons. Besides creating more in-state physicians, and reducing health care, the strain on health care, that is, University of Georgia hopes that the medical school will create economic benefits for the state as well as draw in scientists and researchers. The school will build upon the Augusta University and UGA Medical Partnership, which has included an Athens campus since 2010. Currently, UGA receives the largest amount of funding from the National Institutes of Health out of all of Georgia's public research universities, and is the largest recipient of the National Institutes of Health funding among public universities without a medical school. By expanding the pipeline of students in medical education, the UGA School of Medicine is hoped will be able to help Georgia produce more highly trained physicians, alleviating physician shortages and improving the state's ability to provide quality health care for all of its citizens. How does being able to provide quality health care affect home values and affect real estate? Well, big time. People won't move to a state if they don't feel like they can get good health care in the state. And I personally applaud any steps the state of Georgia takes to be able to provide better health care. If you're looking to sell your home anytime in the next 6 months, maybe even as much as a year, we believe we can sell your home for $28,000 more than your neighbor sold his or her home for. It could be that you feel stuck and not capable of making a move because you don't know how much money you're going to get out of your current home. You don't know exactly what it's going to cost you to finance your new home. Well, go to gogaddisradio.com. Click on $28,000 more. Type in just a little bit of information and we'll reach out to you and you'll get a customized maximum value plan. It's normally a $500 value or $499. First five people to go to gogaddisradio.com, click on sell for $28,000 more, will get one of these for free this week. It'll also come with what's called a rehab and refresh program, which is a budget of up to $5,000 for you to use, for us to use, to improve your property. We outline all of the improvements. We make all of the repairs. It costs you no additional fees, and we collect our money back at closing. Closing costs typically occur when the title to the property is transferred from a seller to a buyer. They can vary significantly by location and depend on the property value as well. And if you are even slightly confused about what is included in closing costs, this segment is for you. Gordon in Norcross says he's planning to buy his first home. Wants to know what kind of cost can we be expected to pay? Can we ask the seller to pay them? So let me start by answering the first question, or the last question first, and that is, yes, you can ask the seller to help pay part of your cost of purchasing a home or part of your closing cost. If you wanted to know what closing costs typically are, if the sales price of the home is lower, say under $400,000, I would say the closing costs probably range 3% of the sales price. So if you had a $400,000 house, closing costs might be $12,000. Could be a little bit less. And that would include your prepaids, the amounts to set up your escrow account, and all of that. If the sales price of your home is over $400,000 or $500,000, it can be anywhere from, you know, 2% to 2.5% of the sales price of the home. So I think that, Gordon, should give you a good idea as to how much money you need to budget in order to get them paid. And you can 100% ask the seller to pay them. So you have the fees that are charged by the lender. You have fees that are charged by lender services like title insurance, property tax prorations, things like that. And then you have the fees that are closing attorney related. When the lender gives you a quote, there is a certain segment of those expenses that cannot go up or down by more than 10%. There's a certain segment that cannot change at all. And there's a certain segment that can change like within any limit. But only the things that can change within any limit would be like property tax prorations. So you have the cost that you're paying to get your loan closed, and then you also have the prepayments you're making to pay for the first year's worth of insurance, to pay for your prorated property taxes, and to set up your escrow account so you have enough money. And I think the numbers that I gave you earlier in the segment, which would be between 2.25% and 3% of the loan amount, sometimes it can be even more. I think those numbers would serve you well. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a whole segment about something you should know about Atlanta. And this segment, we're featuring Millennium Gate Museum. I didn't even know such a museum existed. And I'll bet after you listen to the segment, you're going to want to go experience the Millennium Gate Museum yourself. Stick with us. We'll be back.